In the epistle written by St. Paul today, he says, "All things do ye in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Mankind was created for one thing, and that is to glorify God. If we are not doing this, then we are not doing the very thing for which we exist. That is our whole purpose. Then we might as well be like the broken television. The television no longer works, no longer has a screen, and no longer does what it should do. And then it is pitched away. We are here to glorify God and to gain heaven. The saints understood this, that their whole life was for this purpose. So whatever they did, be it rising in the morning, eating a meal, working, bearing some suffering, or playing a game of chess, whatever they did was for the purpose of glorifying God. Now, it did not exclude the fact that they were also working to support a family. But even that was directed to glorifying God. All they did then was turned into merit for eternity. They became holier by every single action because it was always referred to God. When we refer all of our actions to God, this is called purity of intention. Some would call it simplicity. That is, that we have one goal in mind, one focus in all that we do. Now, today I want to explain to you or point out some of the signs that show that you either have or have not this purity of intention in the things that we do. The first concerns our attitude towards what we do, what occupations we have throughout the day. So our purity of intention can be gauged by our attitude towards what we do or what we are given to do. If we are not doing what we do to please God and not ourselves, then we are indifferent to and have no preference for this work or that. And I'll explain this with an example in just a moment. We are content whether God sends us this duty or that duty. So, for example, the other day, Father McKenna was writing an article and was hard at work writing his article when Bishop Dolan tells him that it is his duty now to come out and play with the cats. And he was dead serious about this. So Father McKenna had to get up from his chair and go out and play with the cats. And then after the cats were entertained enough, Bishop then said he had to go grocery shopping and put his article aside. So he took it pretty well, I must say. He really wanted to get his article done, but he nevertheless did it. And playing with those cats in the sight of God, playing with those cats was just as meritorious as writing that article. Why? Because it was the duty that he was given at that moment. Everything, when done for the intention of glorifying God, is good. If we grumble and ask, as we many times do, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do this thing? Another thing would be, I know an example of someone that has a pretty good job, but he was told to clean the toilets one day. by his boss. And he got upset and just told them, I will not do it. All right? The thing is, when a superior tells you to do that, that is God's will for you. And it might be cleaning a toilet or sweeping a floor. But if you do that with purity of intention, of pleasing God, then no matter how distasteful it is to you, it gets you a higher place in heaven. So if we grumble or ask why we have to do something, that is a sign that we do not have purity of intention. Secondly, this shows that we do have purity of intention when we put the same effort into every duty, whether that effort is fatiguing, whether it is one that we do not like, whether it is an easy duty or a hard one, whether it is a duty that brings us into the spotlight or a duty that is never noticed. If we put the same effort into every duty, then we have a sign of purity of intention, because we are then doing the duty not for our own satisfaction, but to please God. If we go about the tasks that we don't want to do with reluctance, many of us do this, if not all of us, we can be sure that we are working more with the attitude of pleasing ourselves than of pleasing God. So again, mom and dad tell you to do something, and you go about it reluctantly, whining, complaining, etc. If in these tasks we are simply trying to get it done as quickly as we can, or we leave as much of it undone as we can, this is a sign that there is a lack of purity of intention. So St. Therese one day saw one of the other sisters walking to a duty that she was assigned to very slowly. St. Therese got after her and said that you ought to walk to your duty the same way that you would walk to meet your spouse, your heavenly spouse. Did he appear to you? St. Bernadette was always careful to sweep the sick room, not only the places that could be seen easily, but the corners, under the beds. She said, for God can see under the bed as well as he can see in the middle of the floor. Secondly, we can tell our intention by our attitude towards the results of what we do. Remember this, God does not judge us by results. It is not just straight-A students that get to heaven. It is not just millionaires that go to heaven. It is not just those who have a whole litany of things they did in life that were successful. God does not judge us by results, because sometimes, even if our work totally fails, if we have done it with the right intention, that is for God's glory, then in God's eyes, it is a complete success. The saints have tried to establish religious orders that were a flop. They did not last long. But in God's eyes, it was a success. So we have purity of intention if we are concerned only with doing our task well because God has given it to us, leaving all the results to him. So here are some things to examine your conscience on. It is a sign of purity of intention when we can accept any result, even failure, with equanimity, with a peaceful mind, knowing simply that God has been glorified. there's a man in the lives of the saints. His property was burned to the ground. And he watched it burn. It was burnt down by the enemies. And rather than becoming angry, he went, it was a cold night, and he warmed his hands, and he said to the man that was beside him, "Well, at least the good God has provided us with warmth tonight. If we can accept all with a peaceful mind, if we get all upset when things don't turn out well, it is probably because our motive was to achieve some personal success more than to please God. So if we get a bad grade or we burn the dessert for that evening and we get upset, it doesn't matter to God whether a cake burns or not. But it does matter that you do it to please Him." Thirdly, our attitude towards others' success. This can be a real test. Can you rejoice at another's success without feeling jealous or envious? Can you rejoice just the same as if you had been successful in their case? If our intention is only that God be glorified, then it doesn't matter who glorifies God, as long as God is glorified. Do you feel uneasy about another's success? Or wish that they were not as successful? That is a sign that we are doing our tasks for personal glory. It is a sign of purity of intention when we can thank God for another person's success. And fourthly and finally, our attitude toward the reward for the task. If we're working to please God and not ourselves, we become indifferent to praise or to blame on the part of men. So we lack this purity of intention if we become sad or upset because we don't get noticed for our work, or because we do not receive the praise that we think we ought. Signs of purity of intention are as follows. When we do well what God wants us to do, even if nobody sees or says a word about our work, we nonetheless go on with our task. So also, we do not worry about what others think. If we're doing all for God's glory, since we're not working to please man, we are not bothered by human respect and what they might say or think about us and the work that we do. So finally, some practical advice. This virtue is not impossible by any means, but it's difficult to develop. It takes a lot of being aware of yourself and your motives. And it takes a lot of prayer. Every day, every morning, as soon as you get up, recite your morning offering. That makes everything you do that day a prayer. So at least you get some merit, provided you're in the state of grace. Renew your good intention to do all things for God's glory. Renew that frequently in the day. Thank God for successes and failures alike. Remember that as long as you did it for God, it is always successful, in as much as it leads to heaven. Thank God for other people's success. And finally, remember always to pray those words of the Our Father, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So however your work turns out, it is God's will. And if you can accept that, then you have purity of intention and you'll lead a most peaceful, peaceful spiritual life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.